Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission. I call this meeting to order at 6:05 p.m. Arlene, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Arlene. I will now do roll call. I will say each name alphabetically. Please say here when you hear your name. Arlene Anita Martha Parak.
Here.
Terry Chi.
Here.
Sun Dao.
Here.
Leora Dumanlang. Dr. Christian Giovanni.
Here.
Jeannie Kim.
Here.
Carmen Gilbert.
Here.
Drew Monroe.
Here.
Swadeep Nagam.
Present.
Nika Simpson. Edelweiss Solano.
Here.
Fitzen Souza. He is excused. D. Soul is excused. And Andrew Wong.
Here.
Great. And I'm the chair, Craig Valdez. I'd also like to introduce county staff, our liaison, Javier. Now we go to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the commission about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the commission by majority vote. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we will move on to the approval of the agenda. Next, we have the approval of the minutes from the May 11th, 2022 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the May 11th, 2022 meeting?
So moved.
Motion by Carmen. Let me write this down. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for today, June 8th, 2022, and hold to combine or delete any items. Do I have a motion to approve today's agenda for June 8th, 2022.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
It's been a motion by Swadeep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next we will have, we will move on to informational items in which we have none. So we will move on to general business. Under general business, we will receive an update from the community engagement / outreach subcommittee. So Andy, I'm going to, or anyone from this subcommittee for that matter, is able to provide an update.
Okay. I think I'll go ahead and take it, Craig. So we had our first in-person event, the Racism and Xenophobia Town Hall last Friday the 3rd. Overall, I think it was a big success. We had a solid turnout, especially for a Friday that somebody told me it was also First Friday, so we're competing with that. But we had a solid turnout. I heard some really good feedback from audience members and from our panelists and people that we invited to attend. And I think it's a great foundation for us to build on now that we've had the big general town hall that we can get more specific and figure out what areas we want to discuss in the future, what areas we can hope to improve on. But I think it was just a great event to get the word out that, you know, this commission does do things and that we do important things for the community.
Cool. Thank you, Andy. Any other forms of feedback before I say a few words? Okay. So I do want to start by saying, and everyone who was there, who stayed through the whole thing, heard this, but I just want to say thank you to all of you for helping putting this on, for inviting members of your community, for showing support. Sun, we missed you. Terry, we missed you. But it was a very successful event. We had.
I told you I would.
Yeah. No worries. It's all good. We had, I think, over 50 people show up at the event. Thanks to you, Arlene, we had food. We had boba as well that was provided. And several people, not only from the audience, but other people, including the panelists, thought it was great that that it was a diverse panel, right? Like, it was a multicultural, it included other marginalized communities, and that they want us to do it again. And maybe we change up the scope of work, we'll work with the subcommittee to do that. But what I really want to do is, in my way of debriefing this, is I want everyone, I'm going to call on you alphabetically, but I want you to give me one pro of the event, one con from the event. If you don't have a pro, if you don't have a con, that's fine. And then one improvement that you would make for yourself next time, like if we were to do this event again. So I will start with Arlene. I want to start with you because you're my vice chair.
All right. Pro, I think it was like the run of show was just, it was executed smoothly. Everything came together. It gelled. The only con that I see is maybe just venue setting. I want to say the auditorium was pretty big, so it kind of looked like there wasn't as many folks, but there were at least 80 people there. I hand counted.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Twice, if not three times.
Okay.
Sure. And there was people who left early and some latecomers as well, too. Probably the only thing that I would do differently is just probably promote even more, like not just social media, but like word of mouth and stuff, and also ensure that we have, was it recorded? I don't think it was. I know that we were going to, but just making sure that we do have record of it as well, too, for the archives.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just have to figure out if I need to upload all that as an agenda, or because you know how to upload the minutes and all that, so I'll let you know.
Awesome. Thank you, Arlene. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Leora is not here. Dr. Giovanni.
The pro is I feel that it was very well put together. I commend Andy and the entire communications team for their work, their efforts. It was beautifully done. The con is it is not what I expected. I mean, the turnout was good, but the panel, I was under the impression that we were going to hear about how to combat the xenophobia and the racism, and instead it turned out to be a panel of personal stories, which was not why I attended. So for the future, I would like to see a completely different guest list and focus on how to combat these issues.
Mm-hmm. Action items, yeah. Anything you would improve for next time?
Just a better guest list. Though I must say that Andre was very impressive. He got to the point, his advocacy in the community is amazing, and I really enjoyed the way he expressed his passion for equality.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Giovanni. I'm writing these notes down so we can consider them for our next town hall, should we have one. Okay, Carmen.
I would say the pro is, I'd echo your comments, where looking at the panel, it was not the panel I expected, but by the end of the event, I really appreciated having that spectrum of experiences and opinions, and I thought it was really important to really underline that theme that these issues that the AAPI community is grappling with are not unique to our community, and these are things that other groups have really battled with, and there are opportunities for us to all come together to make change, and I thought that was really powerful. I guess the con would be, I think you guys paid for the food yourselves, so I think, like, figuring out a way so you don't have to do that. And for next time, I'd say, yeah, like, what else can we do to get the word out? Because I think it was a really interesting and meaningful event, and I know we had a great turnout, especially for the first one, and I just really think we can build on that.
Awesome. Thank you, Carmen. Jenny.
So I think the pro would be that with the given amount of events that was happening that night, we had a good turnout, and feedback from audiences was really great. The panelists, I think it was brave of them to share their experiences, and again, with kind of same sentiment with Dr. Giovanni, and initially, you know, being that we are AAPI community, I wouldn't like to see an AAPI representation on the stage, and then also maybe turn it into a speaking series. So we did a first part because we didn't want it to be a 3-hour session, but, you know, again, the second part, how do we combat and how do we move on, right? So, because we don't want to live in the past and experience, but we want to recognize that we could learn from it and overcome it. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things. Because of the topic, you know, we had to, I think originally it was like 2-hour and then we kind of cut it down, but we could have been there all night, so.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing, you guys have to pay for the food, so next time we can plan that a little bit better so that not everybody, you know, just one or two people contribute, and so we can be equal partners in supplying and all that stuff, so, but. Thank you for your leadership, and Andy was great, and you know, the Runner Show was awesome, very organized, and it was great to experience that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I do want to uplift as well, like Congressman Horsford came by. He had a very packed schedule that night, and he made time to come by, and so I'm just glad that like we also had like a federal representative come and like speak for a little bit, be a part of that panel, and share his story as well. So thank you, Jenny, for reminding me. June.
So my pro was I liked the diversity of the panel, and I do like the fact we did have, I know that the moderator is a part of the AAPI community, and then also I forget her name, but she did represent the Filipino community, so mm-hmm. I do like the fact that we did have AAPI representation on the panel. The con is, we did have a pretty good turnout, but I think that we could have done better if we had planned it earlier. I felt like it was a bit rushed, planning everything, and promoting it not just within ourselves, like with our own friends and family, because it's pretty limited audience that way. And so, you know, get it out on the news. Like the news stations or, you know, Las Vegas Review Journal. So it's not just us promoting it, we're getting it out there to the more broader community. And that includes like, you know, I know that the community outreach subcommittee took a big load of planning this, but I think it should be like all hands on deck. Like every one of us should be like working on, you know, doing this, not just one subcommittee. I just think we all need to, you know, contribute. Mm-hmm. Not that everyone didn't, but I think we shouldn't just rely on one subcommittee to do most of the work.
Is that your improvement for next time?
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks, June. Swadeep.
Now I agree with most of the comments, and thank you for, you know, for Andy, you know, Andy for organizing this. But now, first thing, there's a group being formed. It's already there at UNLV with the administrators and professors, AAPIC, and one of the group members was there. And there was some disappointments with the panel because it wasn't an Asian panel, first thing. You know, and we have heard all those things. It became a complaining session. Everybody we have heard those things 100 times. And to a certain extent, we were on the wrong side. Some of these members were complaining about basically another race. Mentioned white, or Caucasian, or even the word Karen, you know. We have heard all these things, but there was no in-depth analysis of why these things happening. We have to have a panel of Asians and start talking about what's the reasons about these things and who's committing these racist crimes or racism against the Indian community or Asian community. Most of the crime committed against Asians is coming from one particular community. 75% of the crime against Asians are committed by certain one particular community. Why we are not talking about that? Why we are not vocal about that? Bring their representative and we should be talking about that. What about the economics about like jobs? Look around here in Las Vegas, Asians are underrepresented in every public sector job. We are underrepresented in public offices. Our community is as big as, and I've been involved in politics, local politics, for 35 years. Our Asian community is as big as African-American community. And I was a board member of NAACP. But we don't even have a single elected official, you know. There are like probably 20 African-American. Why we are not talking about those things? More in-depth talk rather than this happened to me, that happened to me. Now we should be going beyond that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, we did talk about
this building too, public sector. Yeah. Where are Asians? Mm-hmm. I mean, I will talk about Indian community. We can run Microsoft or Google, but try to get a job in county, airport, city, UMC, only physicians. But try to get into administration, it's pure racism. I can give you 100 instances. We are qualified, we have everything, but we have to start talking about bread and butter issues. We know it exists. Racism exists, but what we are doing against it, we stop this discrimination policy, and it's not just one group. Sometimes it's based on religion in this town, even.
Yeah, we did talk about, it was a good 20 minutes, we did talk about representation. Mm-hmm. It's actually the period of time when Congressman Horser was there, and he talked about his representation in Congress and how it makes a big difference in his policy making and perspective on governance. And so I agree with you. I think that's, you know, an important, I think we can hone in on these questions.
And I can give you a good example. Recently, when Mr. Christopher Chu was here as a U.S. attorney, why did not we lobby to keep him there? Mm-hmm. They brought another member of another minority community. Is he qualified? I know a lot of attorneys in town. We have South Asian Bar Association. Mm-hmm. Is he qualified? He just got that job because of his color. Christopher Chu is a Harvard Law graduate. He's working there but our now new U.S. attorney is a politician. And somebody told me, and they're all on public payrolls, most of these people.
Well, let's not discredit.
So we have to discuss these things come next forum, and should be just an Asian
right.
panel. You know, happened at the university level, any public sector jobs, we don't have representation.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Swati. I do want to make it clear, though, I don't want to discredit any elected official or the work that they've done in the community. So
It's our talk.
Right.
It's our talk. Yeah, getting a free coffee, free bottle of water. We need real jobs, you know, whether it's any public sector, even at the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Because some communities are scared of other communities, but we are not vocal about it. That's why they push us aside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. And private sector, we are very successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Swati. I appreciate it. Nika.
So, I agree that I thought the... first of all, Andre, I really... how he spoke and how he... just what he said really resonated with me. I gave him my card, was like, I want to volunteer.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing we could improve on is that, you know, when we have people come and present, they leave their contact at the end so we know how we can get involved with them. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the, we ask, how can we help? What can we do? And they said, get involved. Grassroots volunteer. Well, we could have offered some opportunities, like, because at the end we're just saying, go Google how to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one thing we could have done, just offered some ways to get involved. Even we had those all these different panelists who work for nonprofits and work for places that need volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. Another was that sometimes, like, it was the panelists, one would answer with like an 8-minute answer, and the next one would answer with a 2-minute, 1-minute answer. So sometimes someone would ramble and you'd like kind of lose thought, and you would see people on their phones a lot, which is fine. This is the life we live now. We're always on our phones. But yeah, maybe if we could try to keep it a little more equal in response. I don't know how to do that without having like a timer saying, okay, your time's off. But
yeah,
it's just some people had really good like quick ways to answer, and some people kind of rambled a little.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can fix that, but
no, that's a good
from an audience point of view.
Yeah.
Switch.
A lot of factors.
Yeah.
The panelists were given these questions a month in advance, so they had time to prep for it. But then Attar like loves to listen, and so like could have been like, you know, maybe we have a timer the same when we have a timer for our presentations here. So think about
that. But it came off very professional. Like there was, once again from an audience point of view, like I saw no hiccups, no problems. So I was very impressed.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, at the advice.
Okay, for the con, it's just nice to see that knowing that this is our first event, that all of the commissioners came together to assist with the logistics of the event. And just for the airtime, so some of the panelists have more airtime, so just be cognizant for other speakers. It would be nice to have like a placard having them be more aware of their time speaking. And an improvement would be like having a notice board for that recording of the during the this.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Vincent's not here, Dee's not here. Andy.
I'm just going to reiterate what I said at the beginning. I thought it was a nice event that we put it all together, good venue at UNLV, nice and accessible. I want to echo everyone's comments that, in my mind, the time limits and the questions ahead of time would keep everyone on track, and then the wheels fell off like 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
So I think going forward, now that we've been through this, we've been through it with Javier and the county, with us as a commission, that some of the hiccups at the beginning, we can get through them, and then we can have more events that are more focused and tailored to different audiences. Because this was a Big Ten event, and if there's a response to say, hey, I want to talk about this issue,
mm-hmm.
and we have enough response, we can have to talk about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I see it as going off. Spokes on a wheel.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you, Andy. Yeah, I do want to say I was part of the initial commission in 2019 when it was reestablished. And when we were established around October. It's when we had the first meeting. We were sworn in September, had our first meeting in October. And this was right before the pandemic. So I said this in my opening remarks to the panel, the town hall, but we had never hosted an in-person event until this event in June. And so I feel bad for the first commission because everything we did was virtual, but this is the first one that we got to do. And so, of course, there's a lot of kinks to work out, but I think there's, the statements that you all gave tonight, I mean, I wrote them down, and I'm going to put them in a document so we can share for next time. I think it'll be good for us to consider when we host events in the future, which I hope that means we have a proposal in July for an event we could potentially do in August or September. So thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
With that, I mean, I kind of chime in with June that we're doing an event, and our commission is, posted, that we should all be involved. It shouldn't be a subcommittee event. It should be an entire commission event.
Yeah, it's tough because I can't have a call with more than 7 people. So, I mean, no matter what, like, separate conversations will need to be made because of open meeting law. And the only reason why all of us were allowed to be there that night was because, like, Javier and had to ask admin services, and we had to make an agenda for it, and it had to be approved, and then we had to call the meeting to order, and then we had to allow for public comment. Like, there's, unfortunately, a lot of government barriers to this, but you know, I agree. I do think it's important for us to, for it to be an all hands on deck situation, in a way where we can also bring in people through different parts of it. That makes sense. So yeah, I do.
I mean, for the record, if I could make a suggestion, maybe if the task could be delegated and maybe discuss and assign during our meetings in the future, or for future commissions or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be discussed that way when we convene. And that's the chance, the opportunity for the coordinators to voice what support they need.
Yeah, I think delegation is important. I think that's really helpful for us. I'm going to actually ask, I'm going to give an opportunity for Terry and Sun. I know you all weren't able to make it, and it's okay. We miss you all. But I know that you all got to, you know, a part of this commission from an outsider's perspective looking in, if you all wanted to add anything.
Well, some doubt for the record, and I was thinking maybe we can have some sort of survey at the end to the audience, or just kind of gauge them to see what kind of things that are important to them, and perhaps at the end see how they like the, you know, the presentations and how did the town hall go for them, and kind of see where we need to improve as well from their perspective. And I think that's important to see how it goes, you know, from their end as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sun. Terry.
You know, I wanted to also just introduce Kat Francisco, because Kat and I are colleagues at Vegas PBS, and I didn't know she was gonna be here tonight. But I'll just introduce you because Vegas PBS had actually offered this commission the opportunity to record the whole event and produce it, put it potentially on television as part of the Battle Week. So for me, I just think that was a lost opportunity to promote, as everyone kept saying. It would have been on television, and it would have had legs to host the event online as video that people, because again, it's, for me, it's preaching to the choir. When we have all the same folks in the room, all of us are advocates. We keep talking to each other, like what he was saying, right? It's partly about reaching out to the people who need to hear it, who are committing the crimes, and maybe in their own privacy, their homes, that they maybe click on something of interest and maybe change minds that way. So I believe that was a lost opportunity.
No worries. Thank you, Terry. I hope that means that we can actually work with Vegas PBS to do something again in the future, because, you know, obviously this won't be the last time, right? But I hope that we can, hopefully a formal proposal can take place to this full commission. We can absolutely do one, because I was thinking about that too. I think there's always, you know, other opportunities for us to take part of, but I think we can absolutely work with Vegas PBS again if we can. Thank you. And the last thing I'll say about on this is, again, I just appreciate you all for the help that you provided and for being there again to support. And I think that we will absolutely have the opportunity to do more of these events, engage with different constituency groups or focus on specific topics, and hopefully on a date and a time that is not in conflict with other community events as well. So,
sorry for the record.
Sure.
In any of the future events, you know, we should have a meaningful agenda, because we were there without any agenda. It was more a complaining session. This commission should have come up with the agenda before we invite the speakers, you know, what they're going to talk about. Yeah.
So, Swati, we presented the questions to this commission. I wasn't sure if you saw them. Okay. So I think in the future what we'll do is when we do these events again, and we have a run of show for not only the commission members but for our panelists, I would invite you to provide your feedback on those questions, for sure. Thank you, Swati, I appreciate it. Jenny.
Jenny Kim from the director. Would we be following up with a thank you card for the panelists, and also, Sam had a great idea to follow up with the email. We do have a list of all the registered and the walk-ins to do a follow-up survey email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I leave that up to the subcommittee to decide. Yeah. I think we should. I absolutely think we should.
It does fall under data collection.
Yeah. And yeah, does interact with that too. I know Leora's not here. we did partner with the student organization for this. We got young people in that room as well, people who probably don't have the opportunity to talk about this topic or hear about this topic from a different perspective other than the groups that they're affiliated with. And so although Leora isn't here, I do want to say thank you to the UNLV Philippinex American Student Association. They also helped those extra set of hands to help put the boba together, to help facilitate the note cards and the pens, and for the overall generosity of the space that we got because of them. So,
Vice, for the record,
yes,
if we are to do a follow-up survey for the guests, do we have a general email to send those emails to the guests?
I think we can, but I just have to double check with Javier if that's something that can come from us.
Say that one more time.
If there's a general email we can send to the participants of the town hall. Or is that something that has to be approved by you or the admin services before we send it out?
Like a general email?
Yeah, like a general thank you email that includes a survey.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Thank you, Javier. Sounds good. Thank you. Any other last words? Wonderful. Next, we'll receive an update from the communications subcommittee.
Yeah, so we have a plan that's been written out for a while now, and we're just executing against it, and everybody, I think we're through the end of the summer, or actually through the end of the year, because I remember Dee was going to submit some stuff. So everyone just needs to just write their posts and submit it to Craig or Arlene, because they are now the keepers of the document. So, yeah, that's it.
June.
A question about communications. Are we going to have a, like, thank you social media post, like, to all our panelists and say, oh, this is what we did as a commission, and thank these people for...
So we don't have one, but if the communications subcommittee wants to, they can. Sound good? Okay. Any questions for the communications subcommittee? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item. Receive an update from the history / data collection subcommittee. I saw you guys give a look at each other.
Christina Giovanni, for the record,
okay.
We actually had to reschedule the meeting to June 14th due to unavailability.
Okay.
But so far, we do have quite a bit of information on our draft ready to review, and we'll discuss what we'll add, delete, and from there we're going to move forward with editing and finalizing.
Awesome. I will do my best to be at that subcommittee meeting. It's also on election day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll try.
If you're not, it's okay. I'm going to update you.
Okay.
Minutes.
Awesome. Okay. Any questions for the history / data collection subcommittee? Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Giovanni.
You're welcome.
Now we will move on to the second period of public comment, which is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items relevant to the commission's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda, and comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the commission by majority vote. Is there any public comment during this time? No events coming up that anyone
okay.
wants to plug? Oh, sorry,
okay.
Go ahead, Ate.
All right. Edo Mai Solano. So I'd like to invite everyone to the National Federation of Filipino American Association Nevada in celebrating the 124 years of Philippine Independence Day in gala and award celebration on Saturday, June 11, 6 p.m. at the Orleans Hotel and Casino, and on June 12, Sunday, It's also, there will be a motorcade starting at Seafood City at 8 a.m. and followed by food and entertainment at the Paradise Recreational Gymnasium at about 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. So please join us in celebrating celebrating the Filipino unity through that event. Thank you.
Thank you, Ate.
Is there any way to post these events somewhere? Because there are events, definitely, not just Filipino, Japanese, Indian, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have an event on June 18th, luncheon event, South Asian Bar Association and South Asian Politica. We have invited Dr. Perry Buck as a speaker, and we are Asians, so we're more concerned about the education, and she's one of the, she's the principal and the president of Pinecrest Academy. There are thousands of kids are waiting on that. So if you're interested, let me know, I will send you the information. So we have monthly luncheons, political, elected officials only. And in October, before the election, we'll be doing Meet the Candidates Night as well, free. But monthly luncheon is only $20. So is there any way to convey this these events to all the members of the commission or to the community?
So we were told at the very beginning that we weren't allowed to. But, we, I mean, we'll work with Javier on that to see if we can.
I think the community, yeah, I think there's a community calendar on the county site.
No, but we should have our own.
Yeah, and I'm saying we weren't allowed to because of county rules. So, in fact, we were told that these events needed to be spoken about during public comment at the end. But again, we've gone through two different staff members. This is Javier's our third, right? So hopefully the continuity will tell us that maybe we can, and we'll have a definitive answer about that. But we'll see. June.
June for public record. So what I've done is, this is what we can do, right? We can send it to five people at a time on the commission. So that's what I've been doing when I like do social media posts and things like that, or for advertising flyers, sending it to like the group, like you have to do it so we don't violate any rules.
So up to five people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they can send it further to other five. Right?
Cool. Any other public comment?
I have a couple events with the commissioner. On Friday, the commissioner is hosting the Small Business Resource Fair. Left the flyers over here. And then next Saturday, a home buyer event with the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority. There'll be some lenders over there. It's going to be for a first-time home buyer event. So I'm going to pick them up back here. But other than that, last comment. Thank you all so much for being patient with me. I'm still learning here about the process, but wanted to make sure that the town hall was successful. I know that there's a lot of things to grow from, but you know, being it the first one, I thought that was a special moment, and I definitely think Elio should feel proud of yourselves, and you can only improve from here. We plan on being part of this code. I plan on being the liaison for a while. I'll be here. I'll get some more consistent.
Yeah, Craig, for the record, I just want to thank you, Javier, for being really helpful and figuring out process. I think we threw you in the deep end by having this event. So thank you for all your work, for your help. Terry.
Terry, for the record, I just want to recognize Sun's profile was published in Chick's newsletter. So you guys have been publishing. Thank you for publishing all of the profiles.
Yeah.
Each month. So I think the only one person that next, Christian already sent me hers, but it needs to be, someone needs to volunteer to put that in the format. We put it in a Canvas. That's how we just picked a template. So it just needs to be, it's in the document, her actual text, and it just needs to be put in a template and sent to Javier for publication.
Yeah, Terry, I have a question. Can someone from the communication subcommittee do that?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's
in the Word document.
Yeah, I'll send
you the latest version, but you may have updated it.
I to be honest, Terry, I have not. I'm sorry.
This is heavy. What month do we have so far on the polls?
So we've been doing it by alphabetical last name, alphabetical order.
Okay.
So after D is Giuliani.
Okay.
And then after G
is Carmen, actually.
Carmen, okay. Carmen's new to this whole thing. So it's just a set of questions and your pet peeve, which is something related to like being called to panel or something that teaches a lesson.
Yeah, I think just through the communications process, we've asked that there's several layers of approval, and so like we asked that Arlene and I get to see it, and then we can send it to Javier just to make sure we're all good. And then Javier, I think, has to ask admin if we can't. I don't know. There's one additional layer that's beyond our control. So.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Cool. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you, Terry. Anyone else for public comment? Okay, y'all must be thrilled. Y'all can have dinner at a reasonable time. Our next meeting is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 at 6 p.m. here at the Clark County Government Center in the same room, the Pueblo room. This meeting is adjourned I'm sorry, the meeting.
For the next meeting?
Yeah.
Don't you need input from what should be in the agenda for the next meeting? I mean, commissioners have a right to put something on the
mm-hmm.
agenda because this commission was established for certain purposes
mm-hmm.
and we forgot that whole purpose. And I just read our original documents. And we have to look into these rather than just talking about, bringing the speakers. First one on the top was advise the commission on matters and concerns of the AAPIC. Second, promote equity for all Asian Americans. Convene community forum, youth to become or be the trained or qualified for educational and employment opportunities. When we are going to talk about these issues? I think it's been 9 months since this commission was established, so we don't have much time to discuss these issues. So I will request the chair to put these items on the agenda so that we are better prepared for the future.
So, Swati, this is not a one-person commission, right? And so as members of this commission, you are also part of it. These bylaws are not mine. These bylaws are ours. And so the proposed agenda goes through me and Arlene at the start of every month or at the end of every month. And the way that we have delegated this work is through the subcommittees, right? And so subcommittees will propose something to add to the agenda before the agenda is approved by us two and then approved by Javier.
So whom should I be sending?
So you currently sit on a subcommittee, the History and Data Collection Subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for you, or I invite you, to work with your subcommittee.
No, but this subcommittee has nothing to do with these.
This subcommittee. And,
I think every member has a right to put.
And I'm not denying that right, Swati.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that right, right? Like, you as a member of your subcommittee, in our initial conversation at the beginning of this year, at the beginning of this term, was these. We did. We actually went through our bylaws one by one, and we asked you, what do you want to work on?
Mm-hmm.
And then based off of your response, you actually wanted to do history and data collection.
Yeah, but this advise the commission on the matters and concerns of the APPIC and nothing to do with the history subcommittee or communication subcommittee or any subcommittee. These are the requirements by the county commissioner,
mm-hmm.
by the county commission to advise them.
Mm-hmm.
So every commission member should be calling the chair or somebody who's in charge for putting the agenda item.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on many commissions. Any commissioner should be able to ask, hey, I want this agenda item, not just necessarily this, anything.
Yeah,
hey, we need a dinner for that could be voted down.
Mm-hmm.
But every commissioner has a right to. But these agenda for the last 6-7 months, there's not really concrete discussion on the issues which matters the most to our community.
Yeah.
And these were all listed on our former bylaws, you know.
And
so I would like to see these items in the future agenda.
Arlene, for the record, we've always kept it open for commissioners to send up anything that they'd like to be discussed.
Okay, now I'm getting mixed answers. The chairman's telling me to go through the subcommittee, and you're telling
that's
now.
That's one of the avenues. It's not only one.
So
committee.
Right, but
should I email you about this?
Swati,
let me
break this down for you. If you go through me and Arlene, you are circumventing all the rest of these commissioners as part of your subcommittee for something that you want to do, right? And so that's why I'm telling you there's a process to this. And I think that if you would like us to do something or you want to advocate for something in particular or specific, that you bring it up to your subcommittee first. Or
that's
yeah, sure, or sure, you can, or sure,
you
can ask one of us.
Okay.
Both statements are true. It's not conditional, right? Like, both statements are true. You can contact me and Arlene, or you can also talk to your subcommittee.
So I will email both of you to put these items on the agenda moving further.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need any speaker coming here telling us the same with this community forum on racism and xenophobia. I've heard that for 30 years. I'm not sure if there was something new on that particular forum. Everyone has heard that. We have to move further beyond those forums. Unless you are sleeping under the rock, yes, you never heard anything what they said that evening, you know. But that was a great forum, but I didn't gain anything new on it, you know. So we should start working, we should check our bylaws, what we are here for, and start moving in that direction.
Swati, I look forward to working with you to make sure that we get concrete ideas and plans on the agenda moving forward. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
With that, our meeting is adjourned at 6:51. Thank you all for your time.
Thanks.
Dr. Giovanni, can I talk to you?
Congressional investigation.